Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It is Friday the 13th, gentlemen, a day that has a lot of spooky connotation. But do you know
the
origins?
We actually know a guy that laughs like that. I'm not making it up.
Oh, no, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like...
I swear to God. Nice
and
guy.
And he's a big dude. He's an awesome dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when his shoulders bounce, you can't miss it. He's like, what is he, 6'6"?
Something like that.
6'4", 5'?
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about what are the origins of some of these spooky creatures?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top 10 origins of monsters, ghosts, and spooky things. This is one of the most vile monsters in existence. It's been around for eons. The Herpes Stallion. It creeps up on you under the cover of darkness, and this monster can take on many forms. The most conniving and alluring form is that of a floozy, a tart, a Trixie. You know, she's the one like the town bicycle. Everyone's had a ride, and therein lies the problem. One bite from the Herpes Stallion and you're plagued for life. And it presents in many forms, too. Pain or itching around your toadstool, bumps, blisters around your bag, butt, or eating hole. If you need to have relations that bad, just do the old enum claw, right, Mike?
What?
But bring some carrots. Positive Friday.
Damn, man. Thank you, VD. So these are the origins of monsters, ghosts, spooky things. Oh, they start with jack-o'-lanterns. Anybody know where that one came from?
No. Keep evil spirits away or something.
So the name jack-o'-lantern comes from an Irish myth in which a man called Stingy Jack tricks the devil and ends up condemned to walk the earth, unable to get into heaven or hell. According to the tale, the original lantern was carved out turnip was a carved out turnip Jack used to light his way as he wandered in the dark. When Irish immigrants brought this story to America, they discovered that pumpkins native to their new home made an even spookier candle holder.
Yeah, so I knew it was turnips at first. I'm like, wow, you hard up for something interesting.
Zombies. The flesh-eating creatures of movies galore are Haitian in origin. Mm-hmm. Animated corpses raised by voodoo priests called bokers? Bokors?
Don't know.
Once reanimated, the zombies would remain under the control of that particular spirit and do their bidding. The creatures first entered widespread popular culture in the 1929 book The Magic Island by William Seabrook. And 3 years later, in the film White Zombie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where the band does take its name.
Mummies!
No kidding.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Oh, yeah. Rob Very Zombie fun. was a big fan of the old school horror.
I just assumed he looked in the mirror.
Yeah.
I got a name.
Mummies! In ancient Egypt, Ooh. Mummification was a type of body preservation thought to be developed by people looking to mimic the way the desert kept bodies from decaying. As the popularity of all things Egyptian skyrocketed in Europe during the 19th century, the mummy and its supposed curse became the standard horror trope.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff, too, it's like, maybe, like, Napoleon and stuff, maybe you shouldn't have gone digging around in all the artifacts and... in Egypt and stuff. Like, yes. I don't know if you're cursed. It's just bad luck.
Bad juju.
It is bad juju. Headless Horseman.
All right.
In Irish
legends. Oh, that was Ronald, man. Got his head knocked off.
That freaked me out.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one I was scared to death of.
So, yeah. In Irish legends, the Dullahan is a frightening being indeed. Sitting upon a horse, the man rides with his head held high in his hand so that he may scan his surroundings. If that wasn't creepy enough, don't worry. The Dullahan also carried a whip made out of a human spine.
Jesus.
Dear God, they made it worse.
He's bringing it home.
Our very own mythical creature right here in the Pacific Northwest.
Sasquatch.
Bigfoot. It's a large, furry, ape-like creature that predominantly lives in the mountains and forests of the PNW, though he has also been spotted throughout the rest of North America. While many Bigfoot sightings are said to be hoaxes, it's believed that Bigfoot shares an origin story with another similar creature, the abominable snowman. Humans, as it turns out, have a tendency to make up giant, wild, ape-like creatures that live on the edges of civilization. Similar creatures are found in the First Nations myths of British Columbia, where some say the Sasquatch was a figure meant to keep children from misbehaving.
I thought some of it, too, was just like they didn't know which animals were which. Like, oh, I guess it's a wild beast.
It's like Bigfoot.
It's like, it's probably just a grizzly bear, dude, on two legs.
The origins of monsters, ghosts, and all things spooky, vampires.
No.
Well, that's from Vlad the Impaler, right?
Vampires entered the modern society through the publication of The Vampire, 1819, and Bram Stoker's Dracula in 1897. Though vampire-like creatures are present in the mythologies of many cultures, it was literature that began to shape their traits into the iconic ones that we know today. The vampires of Eastern Europe, for example, were not pale and thin, but ruddy and bloated. And I do believe that Vlad the Impaler was basically the motivation behind
Dracula. Not right. So much vampirism, but Dracula himself.
Right.
I said the other thing, too, was, you know, back in the day, bodies weren't buried quite as well as they are now, but they would go look at a body maybe a week after you died, and because your gums recede and your skin recedes, right? So it looked like their teeth were bigger and their fingernails were longer. It's the skin receding. They don't know this at the time, but they're like, obviously this guy's still alive because he's still growing. So because the teeth were bigger, you had fangs. Your big nails from the skin on your fingers going backwards. So people perceive that as they're still alive. These things are growing, and the thing that must be keeping them alive is blood. That part I don't know why, but that's where.
Well, and then wasn't like grave stealing bodies was a big deal for medical research.
Yeah.
But like you show up and like Thrill's just out of his coffin, and be like, well, he must be a damn ghost now.
Well, now he's walking.
Mm-hmm.
Trick or treating?
Why me, man?
I think you have the most vampire-ish look.
I'm not even going to take it as an insult.
Jesus.
Well,
I probably will by the weekend's over. Wait a minute. Goddamn Ted said what?
I'm just digging this hole deeper, Mike.
Trick-or-treating, mumming, or going around the neighborhood in costume and saying specific lines in exchange for food has been a staple of certain holidays since the Middle Ages. This custom first applied to Halloween in the 16th century Scotland when it was called guising. The term trick-or-treat wasn't used until 1930s and is decidedly American.
Huh, okay.
There you go. Something that we can relate to here in Seattle, the Kraken.
The Kraken, nice!
According to Nordic folklore, the Kraken was a giant sea monster that could devour a ship and its entire crew in one swallow. The legend likely has its origins in sailors' encounters with giant squid reaching up to 60 feet in length. They may not be monsters, but they're pretty damn close.
Yeah, but if you don't know what it is, this giant thing wraps its tentacles around your reasonably small-ass boat back in the day.
Correct.
That is a monster.
Exactly. Flying broomsticks.
All right. I feel like I've heard this one before.
Never
but
mind. I didn't double check that one. They absolutely put the exact same paragraph as trick or treating in that one. So I don't have the origin of that one. My apologies. Dragons. Because cultures across the world have myths featuring dragons, it's likely the beasts have their own origins in a much more mundane creature. One theory holds that dinosaur fossils like those of the Stegosaurus were thought to be the remains of dragons. An anthropologist has another theory in his book, An Instinct for Dragons. Jones argues that a fear of large predators is inherent to the human mind.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you stumble upon those bones, you say, here's proof, right?
Right.
I like the one guy just went, hey, man, they should breathe fire, too.
Yeah.
Right. Let's make it really scary.
What's the monster of Mexico there, Ted?
Chupacabra.
The well-named chupacabra, which literally means goat sucker. Goes back to the 90s in Puerto Rico, when 8 sheep were found dead and entirely drained of their blood. Since then, it has been
popular. Oh, that kind of sucking. I thought it was 8 sheep smoking cigarettes.
Since then, it has been a popular scapegoat whenever livestock are suspiciously harmed. Theories hold that mange-infected dogs and coyotes, not chupacabras, committed the actual crime there.
I still like to
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chupacabra.
It's either a horrific ghost legend or a delicious drink that you can have on a Sunday morning.
A mimosa?
The other one.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Mimosa.
A Bellini?
Chanting Bloody Mary in front of a mirror of a dark bathroom is a sleepover tradition with debatable origins. The titular Mary could be the English Queen Mary I, who accused many Protestants of heresy and sealed their fate, earning her the nickname Bloody Mary. Given the common name, however, it's possible that Mary doesn't refer to anybody at all. She's just scary.
Well, she's bloody.
Exactly.
Actually, if you say it three times in the mirror, you get a cocktail.
Oh, here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
That was a big one when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. It was when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, you want to try it? Like, get a tube. Like, turn the lights on!
Can't do it!
Can't do it.
And I'll leave you with this last spooky, spooky origin, and it's very fitting on this day, Friday the 13th. So many of us fear the number 13 that there's a word for it. Triskaidekaphobia. The superstitions surrounding Friday the 13th, however, are less concrete. One theory traces it to the Last Supper, attended by 12 apostles and Jesus, and the fact that the crucifixion traditionally took place on a Friday. The combined fear of Fridays and the number 13, however, didn't really take hold until the early 20th century, when Thomas Lawson published a book called Friday the 13th.
Hmm.
Yeah, because oddly enough, in Italy, it's the number 17.
Really?
Yeah, for whatever reason they've come up with.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.